From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Saudi Arabia, where he is expected to push for improved ties between the Sunni Muslim country and its Shiite rival, Iran. Their relations have deteriorated drastically in recent weeks since Saudi Arabia executed dissident Shiite cleric Nimr al-Nimr, who had encouraged protests opposing the Saudi government. Chinese President Xi Jinping has arrived in Iran for an official state visit expected to see the two countries expand diplomatic relations and economic ties. China played a key role in international efforts to roll back sanctions against Iran in exchange for Tehran scaling back its nuclear program. Two former Burundian presidents have appealed to the United Nations Security Council to press the current government to accept an African Union-led peacekeeping force. VOA's Margaret Bashir is traveling with the council delegation, which is meeting with various parties in Burundi's political turmoil.
The opposition is telling you that things are very bad here, and the government is telling you that there's not a problem. So I think a lot of what they heard, they've heard before, but they're here on the ground, and they're feeling out people on a number of subjects, including on getting the country to move towards dialogue. I think that's really one of the big messages that the Security Council is here to deliver, that they want to press the parties to have a full and a real peace, to respect the Arusha Accords that ended this country's previous conflict. And they are really meeting all levels of society to try and convey that message and to hear from them.
VOA's UN correspondent Margaret Bashir reporting from Burundi. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has called for a continued American boots on the ground in Iraq and Syria to defeat the Islamic State militants. Carter added that U.S. allies will need to contribute more to the fight.
We have a very specific plan, and if you think about it in World War II newsreel terms, you know, and arrows on maps, you should be thinking of an arrow going to Mosul, capturing Mosul, and an arrow going to Raqqa in Syria and capturing Raqqa, the so-called capital.
Islamic State has established Raqqa as the center of its caliphate. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden wraps up his two-day visit to Turkey today, meeting the country's top leaders. The meeting comes a day after Mr. Biden rebuked Turkey's crackdown on freedom of expression while addressing a group of civil society representatives in Istanbul. He said the Turkish government is not setting the right example.
When the media are intimidated or imprisoned for critical reporting, when internet freedom is curtailed and social media sites like YouTube or Twitter are shut down, when more than 1,000 academics are accused of treason simply by signing a petition, that's not the kind of example that needs to be set in the region.
Vice President Biden's visit comes as Ankara demands Washington rein in recent gains by the Syrian Kurdish militia against the Islamic State militants. Turkey opposes the Syrian Kurdish militia being linked to the PKK rebels, which Turkish forces are fighting. U.S. stock market surged on Friday, closing with their first weekly gains of the year after oil prices shot to their highest level in weeks. The price of Brent crude was up more than 8% to more than $32 a barrel. Oil prices had plunged 75% in the last 18 months. The gains come after Thursday's comments by the European Central Bank chief Mario Draghi that raised hopes for some additional economic stimulus at the bank's meeting in March. The markets have slumped since the beginning of 2016 on concerns about slowing economic growth in China, worries about the global economy, and slumping demand for oil. Washington and much of the U.S. East Coast are being pounded by a major winter storm as we speak, expected to dump around 60 centimeters of snow. Forecasters say by the time the storm passes through, this could be one of the worst top 10 recorded history storms for Washington, D.C. You can get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.